Hey, everybody, and welcome to Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. It was an off day Thursday for the Milwaukee Brewers. Looking ahead to Tampa coming up, the Brewers are at 24-19. With the off day Thursday, I thought, ask me anything on the Milwaukee Brewers. I took your questions on Twitter, on the YouTube account, on any way you could get a hold of me. We're going to get to your questions, past, present, or future. Anything you want to ask me about the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm also going to talk about, Are the Brewers the best team in the division right now? Are they at 24-19? Are they, even though they're in first place, are they better than the Cardinals? All that coming up next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And good Friday to everybody out there. Yes, the weekend is here. The Brewers and Rays in a first of a three-game set coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. And we're also going to talk about the team as well at 24-19. Are they the best team in the division right now? I have my doubts. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. And your questions, of course, Twitter, on YouTube. You sent me a lot of great questions. We're going to get to as many as possible here in the next half hour on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. My name is Chuck Freeman. I'm the morning sports anchor at 1310 WIBA in Madison, and also been covering the Brewers for over 40 years for AP Radio. You've heard me, you've seen me doing sports talk for a number of years. I'm on WTMJ TV on Fridays at 4 o'clock. A lot of places you find me. And I'm a proud host of Locked On Brewers right here. We are here after every game. We are your team every day. Locked On Podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. We do shows after every game, weekends included. We make them a little shorter on weekends, but follow me on Twitter, Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Go to one of your podcast platforms. Go to Google, Spotify, Apple. There's several out there. Download Locked On Brewers and become an everydayer. Listen to us every day. And of course, on YouTube, you can follow us along on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button, hit the little bell there. That's going to alert you every time we drop an episode here on Locked On Brewers. At 24-19, and the Brewers are six games ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals, because I look at this division like I always do. I say, who are the teams to beat? One team to beat in this division. That's the last place Cardinals. That's the only team the Brewers really need to worry about. That's the only team us fans who are looking at the schedules and looking at the standings every day just got to look at the Brewers and Cardinals. Don't worry about the Cubs. Don't worry about the Pirates. Don't worry about the Reds. Unless we play them, they're always going to be tough outs. But are the Brewers better than the Cardinals? The Cardinals were the consensus pick to win the NL Central this year. And I think they're a better team than the Brewers. The Brewers have a small margin of error each and every time they go out there. They can't hit lefties. They get injuries on the strength of their team, their starting rotation. There's not a guy in that starting lineup who's an all-star right now. The only all-star on the team is Devin Williams, as of right now, a week before Memorial Day weekend. So how are they in first place? Well, they're the worst first-place team of the six divisions of baseball. I think we'd argue every other division, all those other teams that are leading the divisions are probably better than the Brewers, okay? Or have teams in a division that are better than the Brewers. I think the Cardinals, they have Arenado. The Brewers don't have an Arenado on this team. They don't have a 1-2 punch like the Cardinals have, all right? We'd like to think that Yelich was going to be that guy, but he hasn't been. And he's injured, of course, right now with the sore back. We don't know his status for the game coming up Friday night or this weekend against Tampa. We'll know more when council talks in the afternoon before the game, hopefully, and maybe get an update on my leave this weekend as well. But the Brewers have weathered injuries. They've weathered slumps to some of their veteran players, including heart of the order guy, Willie Adames, and another slow start by Yelich, who's starting to turn it around, but now is hurt. Some of the rookies were producing early in the year. Some of these guys aren't producing, and that's expected. That happens to a young player in baseball. it's a process. It's a process for these young guys. And some of the guys are struggling a little bit more than I thought. Some of the guys like Terang, I thought would be right where they are. Yeah, hitting 230, 240, but A++ defensively. I thought Weimer would hit a little better. He's hitting the 200s right now. Has hit a few home runs, but he's playing great defense out in center field. Wish Tyrone Taylor, who's not a rookie, but a young guy, would start turning it on a little bit, okay? But even like the Brian Andersons are coming down a little bit. Owen Miller has been the team's best hitter. Okay, he's not an all-star, but he's been their team's batting 350. Okay, he's the one guy who has not gone through really a slump this season. But Owen is not a guy you want to count on day in, day out. The guys you want to count on are Tellez, Adames, Yelich, Contreras behind the plate, who got off to that great start, was leveled off a little bit. Brian Anderson got off to that great start, leveled off a little bit, but you're not expecting all-star numbers from him. And you're hoping the young guys, some of these guys will pick it up a little bit and continue to learn the process. But I still think the Cardinals are the better team. And I think the Cardinals are going to eventually share some time in first place. They're only six games out. They won again on Thursday night. But it's going to be a two-team race between the Brewers and Cardinals. I think that's the Cardinals are playing so good right now. Last almost 2 weeks playing solid baseball. Haven't lost a series since a week ago Monday. So they're rolling right now. You just don't hope they don't catch fire like the Cardinals can do and like we've seen them do in the past. So, yeah, the Brewers, they're in first place, but are they the best team in this division? I still think the Cardinals are. But that doesn't mean if the Brewers can't get better in a couple of areas and contend and still win this division, because it's not always the best team that wins the division. And the Cardinals, when they got off that 10-24 start, they were not 10-24 bad. You knew that they were going to turn it around. That was the worst start in Cardinal history. Again, you got to keep them at an arm's length or two arm's lengths away. And I'm not sure it's going to happen. I mean, the Cardinals are going to be six games or more out going forward here. I'd be very surprised. All right, we're going to get to your emails, your tweets, some of your DMs, what you wrote me on YouTube. All that's coming up here on Locked On Brewers, on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. Bird Dogs, a new sponsor here. I got these pants delivered to me, and they're fantastic. Stretchy, especially for us guys who may have put it on a couple of pounds in the offseason. Stretchy pants, went out, played 18. Great golf pants, really. The shorts as well. I haven't tried those on, but I stretched them out a little bit, looked at them a little bit. You know, I kind of worked around them. And, you know, we got to get some shorts weather here in Wisconsin. But we're headed that direction pretty soon here, and I'll be wearing those on a regular basis this summer. Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnMLB. When you enter the promo code LockedOnMLB, they'll throw a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti-style tumbler. I'm going to bring that tumbler into the studio, show you how cool that is. That's worth the price of admission alone. So, but the pants, these pants that you wear, or the shorts, depending on your workplace with the shorts, but definitely with the pants, you can wear them to a meeting. You can wear them hanging out with friends on a week or a weekend. You can wear them on the golf course like I did. They are all good. So go to birddogs.com/LockedOnMLB. Enter the promo code LockedOnMLB, and they'll throw in that custom tumbler, especially for you here on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. And the Brewers are taking on Tampa in a first of three coming up against the Rays on Friday night. 5:40, a little earlier start time, 5:40 with that first pitch. You get it on SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers. Catch every pitch, a Brewers hometown broadcast on SiriusXM and on the SXM app all 3 days this weekend and every game right there on SiriusXM. Thanks for making Locked On Brewers your first listen to every day. All you everydayers out there joining us, listening to us, watching us, appreciate it. And of course, follow me on Twitter. Love hearing from you all out there, because that's what we're here for. talking Brewers baseball with you guys every day, nonstop. All right, let's get to your questions on Twitter. We'll do that coming up next here on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. Welcome back to Locked On Brewers. Yeah, he caught me taking a drink of soda there. As we head into the Ask Me Anything. I asked you to ask me anything you want about the Brewers past, present, or future. I've been around these guys for a long, long time, covering them as a fan. So you have a pretty good knowledge of this team. Kurt writes, whatever happened to the first rounder who played center field in the minors 3 to 5 years ago, one of their top prospects? Well, you're talking about Ray. You're talking about Corey Ray, who's no longer with the organization. Had a couple of cups of coffee with the Brewers. And he's 28 years old at this point. Going to be 29, I believe, this year. He's born in 94. First round pick. Never could get really higher than AAA. Again, he came up here as a pinch runner a few times. Got a few at-bats. But the team is done with him. And I don't believe, as a free agent, anybody picked him up. In fact, I think he's out of baseball. Out of professional baseball, he might be living back in his hometown of Chicago, doing some nice things there. I know he did a lot of great charity work in the community in Chicago, but he is no longer in the Brewer organization, and he's a free agent, and nobody signed him. And that's sad. First round pick, and for the Brewers' sake, another first round draft pick that just didn't pan out in Brewer history. You know, just never did. Just never was able to catch up to major league pitching. And that is sad that, you know, he would add it to their center field depth, their depth in the organization and the outfield. With Cheerio out there, Mitchell in center field coming back next year, and Corey Ray playing the outfield, it would have created an interesting situation. But he is no longer, and he never panned out. Matt writes, speaking of Jackson Cheerio, when do you think Jackson's Cheerio's time is going to make? When do you think Jackson Cheerio's timeline to make his Brewer debut is? Well, Matt, I think it's going to be next year. He's going to have a chance to win a spot on this roster in spring training. I really do. I think he's going to have a shot at it. No doubt in my mind, he's going to have a shot at this. Yeah, there's a log jam out there in center field. I think there's going to be a trade in the offseason next year, maybe this year too. But Churio's only 19. He's going to have a shot at making the team next year. I think he's like 165, 170 pounds. And he's hitting with a lot of pop. He's batting about 270 right now. Five home runs. And, you know, I think he's got to conquer Biloxi first. Then they'll move him up to Nashville, AAA. And I think they'll take their chances on him next year. He might be a September call-up, depending how his summer goes. But being a guy who's an everydayer on the Brewers, that might not come the next year. But he's the number one or two prospect in the organization, or in Major League Baseball right now, number one in the organization. And, you know, he's someone that the Brewers are going to grow with. Young guy, 19. No rush at all bringing up Jackson Cheerio. All right. Next tweet, Logan says, if they're still leading the division and fully healthy after the All-Star break, do you see this team being an actual World Series contender or making the playoffs the best they can do? They got to make the playoffs first. Again, there was a lot of holes in this Brewers team. We love them. But there's some holes. Got to get Brandon Woodruff back, okay, and healthy, and hopefully pitching like we know he can. He got off to the great start with the two quality starts to start the year, okay? And then, you know, he had the trouble where he couldn't pitch in Arizona and not coming back till June. Need Brandon Woodruff to return to this roster. Need Wade Miley. And we'll find out more about the extent of his injury coming up. Need Freddy Peralta to keep throwing quality starts. And he's got like four or five in a row right now. Been very good. Need Corbin Burns to pitch at a Cy Young level. A lot of these things have to happen. You know, they need in that other spot, whether it's Eric Lauer or whomever, they need quality out of that start. The veterans of Willie Adames can't be hitting 210. Rowdy, I said at the beginning of the season, he's not a three-hole guy. You're going to have to live with him. Some 0 for 4s. He's hitting with more contact, I believe, this year. More line drive base hits than I've seen in the past. But he's at 10 home runs, and he goes on home run binges as well. Okay. Yelich, of course, we talked at nauseam about Yelich and what he needs to add to this team. Okay. We know about Yelich, and we'll find out if he's playing Friday night or Saturday or Sunday, if he's going to miss this series, because he missed the back two games with the Cardinals after leaving in the seventh inning in the first game on Monday night against St. Louis. But he's going to have to produce at a high level. A lot of things have to happen. Okay. Right now, the Brewers, again, they're a product of a bad division at 24-19. They got off to that great start, 15-6, and they got off to that 15-6 start because the young guys in this team were carrying this team. They were leading the way, you know, and those guys were interviewed every day. The Weimers, oh, the veterans are giving us support and we're fitting in just nicely. But the young guys have leveled off like we knew we were going to do. Okay. It's a process with these guys, Joey Weimer, but he can't be hitting 205. Okay. But continue to play the solid defense. I know he let that ball go by him on Tuesday night, but that's like his first mistake he's made all year. He's been really good out there. Really, really good. So that's what's going to have to happen. A lot of things need to happen for the Brewers to not only win the division, but go far and be actual World Series contender. John writes, where do I find Jim Gantner to get an autograph? I have a photo of him and me at camera night, 1984. Well, for you young guys out there, Jim Gantner is a former Brewer, number 17. I don't believe I'm explaining this, but I guess I'm going to have to. Yeah, Jim Gantner, number 17, probably should have his jersey retired. About a 270 lifetime hitter. Jim is living in Wisconsin still. You see him at the ballpark once in a while. He'll put on a uniform and during batting practice, and he'll work out with the team, you know, hit ground balls and do whatever Jim does. But Jim adds his knowledge. And of course, what, he was a 17-year veteran, 15, 17-year veteran of the team. Should have 17 retired, you know, from the state of Wisconsin, from Eden, played at Oshkosh. And, you know, solid member of those Brewer teams, played in the 82 team. But you might see him down at a game, or you could see him, like, somewhere in Fond du Lac County on a random night. Jim's a good guy, and he will sign it for you and also chat you up for a little while, too. Dave says, what do you think is the most important thing for this year's team to get better? I'll go with health. Health is correct. And for all those things I said on an earlier tweet or an earlier answer to a tweet about the pitching staff and certain veterans rising their game up and some of the younger guys being better than they have been here in recent weeks. Nick writes, is there a solution to their troubles against lefties? Do you start your best hitters? Do you go on the attack early rather than take a bunch of pitches? I hate to say it, that whenever a lefty's on the mound, it seems like an automatic loss. Well, you're going to have to ride these guys out, this 40-man roster. The Brewers aren't going to go out and start making trades for guys who could hit right-handed pitching. Darren Ruff, they found, and they're hoping that he can be that guy who can hit left-handed pitching. But you're stuck with this roster. This is what the offseason is for. You cultivated this roster, Matt Arnold did, and this is the roster he put together thinking that this is going to be a team that's going to contend, hoping this is a team that's going to contend. I don't think they're as bad as their numbers indicate or are going to be at the end of the day against left-handed pitching. Because if it is, they're not winning the division. They're not going anywhere. But a number of guys, and is Luke Voit going to be on this team long-term? We'll see how Darren Ruff pans out. But, yeah, you're going to have to keep mixing and matching, and the numbers have just got to get better against left-handers because you're not going to go out there and trade for some guys who are established veterans. You might make a deadline deal, but this is pretty much the roster going forward. I would think they're not going to be trading in their prospects, and they're certainly not trading Jackson Churio for anybody. I mean, that's not even worth debating. Chuck Freeman here on Lockdown Brewers on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. And another great sponsor of ours is So Rare. So Rare, a revolutionary fantasy baseball game and marketplace transforming fans into owners with officially licensed digital cards featuring players from all across all 30 MLB teams. Unlike other fantasy baseball platforms, So Rare managers truly own their own fantasy experience, collecting, buying, selling, competing with player cards against global opponents to win epic awards. So Rare MLB game weeks happen twice a week, span of 3 or 4 day cycle, and managers who rank near the top of their leaderboards or at the top have a chance at a variety of awards, game tickets, merchandise, signed jerseys, and VIP experience. So very cool. Head to SoRare, SoRare.com, draft your team a free player card, set your lineup, start competing today to winning epic awards. Again, that's SoRare.com/lockdown to start playing today. So Rare. Welcome back on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. Chuck Freeman here, Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays coming up Friday night, 5:45 with that first pitch. And you catch every pitch of Brewers hometown broadcast, SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers. Thank you very much, all you everydayers out there following us on Twitter, watching the episodes on YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit that little bell there. The podcast platforms, you drive around with your sales jobs or you're getting the kids from work or going to school, going to work, rush hour traffic, downloading Locked On Brewers, a 30-minute podcast, Monday through Fridays. And on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, we make them about 15 minutes. We know you don't have a lot of time, but I want to be there for you every day because we are your team and the Brewers play every day. We're going to be there every day as well. All right, let's get to some of these messages you put on YouTube. The Brewers got to be better with runners in scoring position. Maybe once we were, this is Grant, Brewers got to be better with runners in scoring position. Maybe once when we start recovering from these injuries, we could trade for a position of depth to get a difference maker at the plate. Well, yeah, but who are you going to trade? Not trade any of these young guys. You're going to grow with them. See, I think whatever you get from the Brewers this year, because I look at this as we're going to grow with Weimer, Terang. I want to see Tyrone Taylor step it up a little bit more. Garrett Mitchell next season. You know, these young guys on this team. I don't know if Adamas is going to be on this team next year, if he's going to get a contract extension from the Brewers. I don't think so. I certainly don't think he's worth $100 million. But he's not as bad as he's hitting right now. And certainly he'd be a fool to pay a guy $100 million who's hitting 210 or think about giving him a contract extension. But the Brewers got to hit better against lefties. There's no doubt. And Libertor got him the other day with the Cardinals, a guy nobody basically ever heard of before. Greg says, run differential in this series was terrible. No runs again. Yes, St. Louis, you scored 4 runs in 3 games. I don't care if you're playing the Oakland A's, who the Brewers got coming up here in a couple of weeks. You can't be scoring 4 runs in a 3-game series. Andy writes, here's a good one. Is there a single player on our roster that would be immediately the first choice at their position on any other first-place team in baseball? No, probably not. Like I said, there's not an all-star on this Brewers team right now. In the starting lineup, Devin Williams is in the bullpen. You'd take him over a lot of guys. But who right now in this lineup would you take? There's, you know, again, some of these guys, their batting averages, and I'm still old school. I look at that. On base percentages, base hits with runners in scoring position, just lousy. Okay. And I think it's going to get better. I think it's going to. I don't think it's as bad as it is right now. But fortunately, like I said, if the Cardinals got off such a bad start, the Brewers are in a horrible division. If the Brewers weren't in this division, like if they were in the American League East, they would not be contending. And this would be a great litmus test against the Rays, the best team in baseball, coming up this weekend. Dan writes, you are so right. The Cardinals are the luckiest team in sports. Yeah, they are. Yeah, the Cardinals seem to have all the breaks go their way. No doubt about that. We're running late on time. The three-game set with the Tampa Bay Rays, the Brewers have not named their starting pitcher yet for Saturday night. Will it be Eric Lauer? Will they be bullpenning it? Will they call up Colin Ray and send down Jack Cousins? I don't know. Those are all kind of things I've been throwing around here. But they'll stick somebody they got to on Saturday. Freddy Peralta pitches on Sunday. And let's see who pitches. Adrian Hauser pitches Friday night's game against Shane McClanahan, who's off to a 7-0 start. And Hauser has yet to go 5 innings in a game this year. And he's only made 2 starts coming off starting the season after being on the injured list, making the rehab appearances down at Nashville. And again, two starts so far. He's yet to go 5 innings in either one of his starts so far. But McClanahan, tough one. Tough pitcher to go against on his ERA 2.34. And McClanahan, of course, a left-hander. So not only are you facing the best team in baseball, but you're facing another left-hander coming up on Friday night. Listen to the game on SiriusXM, on the SXM app. Search Brewers. Catch every pitch of the Brewers' hometown broadcast. Taking on the Rays. 5:40, the first pitch coming up on Friday night. Hey, everybody, thanks for making Lockdown Brewers your first listen to every day. We're the number one Brewers podcast on the internet, and that's because of you out there following us on all the platforms, and I appreciate that. We're going to be talking after Friday night's game. Come on, Adrian, give them one. And got to get some noise going against the left-hander McClanahan. We'll talk to you after the game. With Lockdown Brewers, I'm Chuck Freeman. Lockdown Brewers on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. So long, everybody.